Fly, America's new super sport.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of H2H Highlight Recap, or Highlight H2H Recap, here on the Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. This is Battle Court Season 2022, and this is Episode 3 for the Battle Court 2022 season. I'm your host, Garland L. McLaughlin, also known as the Consulting Guy, and today's show is being presented by, of course, Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, and being brought to listeners by Magic City Hi-Li and Black Star Fund Limited Liability Limited Partnership. Yes, and we have an exciting recap for you today. There were three sets of matches that were played between Sunday, February 27th, and Tuesday, March 1st. I'll have all the standings, the breakdowns, scores, and all of the highlight factoids when I come back right after these messages. Stay tuned in right here for Highlight H2H Recap. Stay tuned in.
What's up, Highlight fans? It's Matt Langhans, a.k.a. Douglas, with Magic City Highlight. Listen in for Highlight head-to-head recaps. Check out the recaps on all my wins, along with other Magic City Highlight players. Join EPRN today and be entered into Magic City Highlight EarPods giveaway contest. To be one of 200 lucky winners, go to earpods.eprn.us. It's free to join, and EPRN wants to thank you for listening in.
Black Star Fund Triple LP isn't your typical business services B2B specialty business. As you may have noticed, we love handling complex problems for businesses. Alternative business lending, precious metals banking, business and personal credit restoration services. These are just a few of our B2B services. Get started and go to BlackStarFundLLLP.com. That's BlackStarFundLLLP.com. In case you're wondering, Triple LP stands for Limited Liability, Limited Partnership. My name's Garland L. McLaughlin, also known as the Consulting Guy, and I'm also the Managing General Partner with Black Star Fund, LLLP, providing business-to-business services for your business certainly involves trust and partnership. Our services are ideal for small and mid-range businesses with 3 years or more of operating experience. Startups are also welcome to inquire about startup loan programs and other consultative business services. Let's start off with a confidential conversation related to your business. Book your 30-minute consultation and let's talk. Give me a call at 980-201-9878, or just fill out the contact form at BlackStarFundLLLP.com.
Your number one internet radio station,
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, www.eprn.us. Well, welcome back to this second segment of H2H Highlight Recap here on the Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. And after the third week of the 2022 H2H Highlight Battle Court season, the standings are as follows. We have four squads on deck, and the Wall Warriors, they currently have 15 points in all from all of the matches that they've played. The Ribote Renegades have 13.5 points. The Chula Chargers have 11 points. And the Cesta Cyclones are in fourth place with 8.5 points. And H2H, let's go over the rules. I'm going to go over the rules for you real quick. H2H, or head-to-head highlight, is played similar to a tennis match. The first player or squad to win 6 points within a set wins the set. The first player or squad to win 2 sets wins the match. And quite often, a match can be played up to 3 sets. And here we go with the rundown of the scores. And I'll start off for Sunday, February 27th, we have the Chula Chargers versus the Wall Warriors. There were five matches that were played, three singles matches and two doubles matches. In the first match, we have Rock versus Diaz, and Diaz wins the match 6-2 and 6-5 in the second and third sets. In the second match, we have CRB versus Bradley. CRB takes the win in straight sets 6-5 and 6-1. In the third match, we have Correa versus Bueno, and Bueno takes the win 6-1 and 6-5. In the fourth match, which is the doubles match, we have Jairo and Benny versus Inaki and Julin. And Jairo and Benny take the win 6-5 and 6-3 in split sets. And the fifth and final match of the day for Sunday, February 27th, we have Correa and Rock versus Diaz and Bradley. And Diaz and Bradley take the win in split sets 6-4 and 6-5. And the total points awarded for the day, the Chula Chargers wind up with 2.5 points and the Wall Warriors wind up with 3.5. And for Monday, February 28th at 5 p.m., we had the Ribote Renegades versus the Chula Chargers, and we had five matches, three singles matches, two doubles matches. In the first singles match, we have Robin versus Correa. Robin takes the win 6-3 and 6-3 in straight sets. In the second match, we have Gocheri versus Douglas, and Gocheri takes the win 6-4 and 6-3. In the third match, we have Aratz and Jairo versus Jairo, and Jairo takes the win 6-2 and 6-4. In the fourth match, which is the start of the doubles matches for the day, we have Gocheri and Kubala versus Douglas and Benny. And Douglas and Benny take the win 6-2 and 6-4 as the brothers take the win there in the doubles match. And there wasn't a fifth match for Monday, February 28th. It was actually forfeited by Williams and Aratz. Williams actually tore a hamstring, and so CRB and Douglas were awarded the win, and that would take the Ribote Renegades wind up with 2 points for the day, and the Chula Chargers wind up with 4 points. So ultimately, the Chula Chargers take the win for the day. And for the final set of matches that were played on Tuesday, March 1st, actually. Tuesday, March 1st, we have the Wall Warriors and the Cesta Cyclones, and five matches were played. In the first match, singles match, we have Diaz versus Joseph. Diaz takes the win in split set 6-2 and 6-4. In the second match, we have Bradley versus Jedden. Bradley takes the win 6-3 and 6-4 in the second and third sets. In the third match, we have Bueno versus Ikeda. Bueno takes the win 6-5 and 6-2. In the fourth match, we have Inaki and Nicholas versus Corbayo and Manny. Inaki and Nicholas take the win 6-1 and 6-5 in split sets. And for the fifth match, we have Bueno and Nicholas versus Jedden and Manny. And Bueno and Nicholas take the win 6-1 and 6-5 in split sets to complete the sweep of the day. The Wall Warriors wind up with 6 points, Cesta Cyclones 0. And a quick stat for the day, Nicholas completes the win in the last two doubles matches by playing all six sets. Wow, that was an amazing match to watch on Tuesday night, March 1st. And that will do it. And after week 3, with all of the action that took place, that's how we wound up with the Wall Warriors leading the pack, leading the squads with 15 points. The Rabote Renegades have 13.5 points. The Chula Chargers have 11. And the Cesta Cyclones have 8.5 points. And that is, those are the standing scores. I hope you enjoyed it all. And my name's Garland L. McLaughlin, also known as the Consulting Guy. And this is H2H Hi-Li Recap. Have a great weekend, everyone.
Hi-Li, America's new super sport.